we make a serious mistake if we think that Holy Week is about history. Holy Week is not about history. Holy Week is about mystery. These liturgies from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday do not take us back in time, but to what is happening right now in our lives. We're invited to enter into that mystery and anticipate our own resurrection with the Lord. We're reminded that nobody promised us that everything was going to be okay in this life, in this world. That's for the next life. This life is going to be full of suffering and challenges. We'll have our joys, but we'll have our suffering. Particularly, we will have to take up our own crosses. Remember, Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me." And we make a mistake if we think that he was talking about pick up his cross. We don't pick up his cross. You pick up your cross. And you have to figure out what that is. And you have to carry that one. And it probably doesn't look anything at all like Jesus' cross. Today we enter into the Passion with the Gospel reading of Palm Sunday. On Tuesday, Father Uche and I will join all the other priests of the diocese for the Chrism Mass with the bishop. We'll be at St. Vincent de Paul Church on Tuesday morning at 10:30, and everybody's invited to attend. It's a public service. Have any of you ever been to a Chrism Mass with the bishop? Beautiful, beautiful service. At that service, all of the priests of the diocese repeat our vows of ordination to the bishop. And afterwards, the bishop blesses the holy oils that we will use as priests and in our parishes for baptizing, for anointing the sick. And he will bless the oils and then distribute them at that Mass to all of the pastors so that we can bring them back to our respective parishes. And those holy oils are a sign of our unity with the local church. At 7 p.m. on Tuesday evening, we will have here Tuesday of Holy Week Mass with the reception of the holy oils. I invite all of you to enter into Holy Week and come and experience the reception of the holy oils that we will use for the coming year. Triduum. Can you say Triduum? Triduum. Say it again. Triduum. Good Catholic word. Comes from the Latin. T-R-I, tree, tree means three. Duum means day, the 3 days. Triduum. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday, starting on the vigil Saturday night. Triduum. Why do we have a triduum? And the reason is because the mystery, the paschal mystery of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection is just too big an event to do on one day. You can't possibly understand the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ if all you do is go to Mass on Easter Sunday. It's too big a mystery. We may not even understand it in our lifetime, but we have to make an effort. And so you're all invited to experience the Triduum, starting with our Mass of the Last Supper, Holy Thursday, here at 7 p.m., the institution of the Eucharist, the institution of the priesthood, the washing of the feet. Did you hear in the news that they had already started selling tickets and offering tickets in Rome for the Holy Thursday services at the Cathedral of Rome, St. John Lateran? And they had been preparing for it and distributing tickets since before the election of the new Pope. Now, this is the Cathedral Church of Rome. And, of course, they expected the Bishop of Rome to be there. So imagine the conversation when Francis, Pope Francis, says, "No, I won't be there." Have you heard this story? He said, "I'm going to be in the prison saying Mass and washing feet. We've got a new sheriff in town. And he's going to look at things a little bit differently, and every cardinal and archbishop and priest in the entire world is going to be rethinking what's going on." That's from a man who went and paid his own hotel bill and then called Argentina to cancel his newspaper prescription at his apartment, his subscription for his local paper in Buenos Aires. He understands something about the mystery, and he wants us to learn it. And then there's no Mass between Holy Thursday, Last Supper Mass, and the Saturday evening vigil. At the end of the Holy Thursday service, we will remove the Blessed Sacrament and go in procession to Gethsemane, to a place of repose, and take the Blessed Sacrament down to the cafeteria where the Blessed Sacrament will be in repose, on an altar of repose, until midnight. Remember Jesus said, "Couldn't you just spend 1 hour with me?" Well, you're invited to come and spend time with him. The altar will be stripped. The church will be emptied. Jesus isn't here anymore. The holy water fonts will be empty. Jesus is gone. Good Friday at 3 p.m., the services will be at here in the church. It's not a Mass. You can't have a Mass. We'll have the Passion of the Lord again. We'll have the Adoration of the Cross. And then Holy Communion. And then we'll all depart in silence. That'll be in English. Now, there'll be a Spanish version out on the lawn, and we expect, I've been told, 2,000 to 4,000 people out there for the Via Crucis in Vivo, the live passion. And we're going to do it like the one in the church here is the Good Friday services. And then no Mass on Saturday. And then on Sunday evening at the vigil, that'll be the Mass of the Resurrection. That'll be the Mass where we will receive the new Catholics into the church who've been preparing for several months to be baptized, confirmed, and receive their first communion. And then on Sunday, of course, the normal schedule for Easter Sunday. The mystery of Jesus in Holy Week, the Paschal mystery, is just too big. When I had my family and my children, we would keep them home from school on Good Friday. The lessons that they learned that day were much bigger than what they were going to learn in school. And from 12 o'clock on, there would be nothing going on in the house. It was quiet until we went down to the church at 3. Holy Week is as great a spiritual experience as you want it to be. But you're going to have to make a decision. Are you going to stop and participate and ponder the mystery? Because ultimately it's not a history lesson. It's a mystery lesson about your own resurrection.